Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Ma'am, my name is Eugene Astrin, and I'm trying to find out. You charged me $49.89, and I have no idea what is it. It was dated 12/25 last year.
All right, what's your zip code, please?
60053.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
The last name, Astrin, Estrin.
All right. All right, what was the first name?
Eugene.
All right, thank you. And for security purpose of the account, can you verify your address, please?
9323 Ozark Avenue, Ozark Avenue, Morton Grove, Illinois.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for Bite Hubs. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I was able to locate the account for Bite Hubs. Hello. So looks like you're rolling a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also roll in a meal plan out, which is about $40-some dollars a month.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Say it again because I do not understand. What is it for?
You roll in a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in the meal planning app, which is about $40-something.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I do not order anything. I do not order anything. You understand me? I didn't call you on Christmas Day. Okay?
We're done online. So you say you never did a survey and select one of those items?
Ma'am, I do not need anything, okay? I didn't order anything, and I'll put this on dispute. Do you understand me?
If I can get you up to the fraud department, just to inform me that we'll prosecute and investigate. Allow me one moment, okay?
Ma'am, you do not understand me. I will dispute this with a credit card. So if
get
you
up to the fraud department. Give me one moment. One moment, okay?
Thank you.
One moment, okay?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here getting you sent out to the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
All right. And thank you for holding. So I'm about to go ahead and get you over to the fraud department just to inform you that we'll prosecute and investigate, okay? Thank you for holding. So just hold on line. Somebody will get over you. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Ma'am, again, I do not understand. Will we return those money or should they contact the
I'm sending you over so they can help you with this, sir.
You did not answer my question, please. Will you return
question?
This money or should
I? I stated, sir, I'm getting you sent over so that they can handle this for you.
Oh,
thanks for calling customer support.